The Lord be with you. Today's sermon is about Odo. Now, Odo is a little terrier, and he's pictured here in this basket on the bicycle. Most of us know Odo, if we know him at all, because of his human, who is Shauna, who's also on the bicycle. Now, Shauna moved to Los Molinos about 2.5 years ago to work on a ranch there, and she very quickly decided she needed a dog in her life, and so her boss went online and found a picture of Odo from a website. Apparently, the sheriff down in Willows had caught Odo running wild, and so he was available for adoption. And so Shauna went down to the vet in Willows and went behind it, where they have essentially a maze of a junkyard just filled with dilapidated cages, and eventually the vet in the back pulled out a little crate. And from this crate came this little dog, curled up with its tail between its legs, just covered in pee. And Shauna looked at this just paralyzed ball of terror that showed no signs of affection whatsoever, and she said, "I'll take him." And she did. She took him home. She brought him home in the crate, and she set down the crate and opened up the door, and he didn't want to come out. He didn't want to come out for quite some time until eventually he got so hungry that when Shauna put out food, he would slowly come out of his crate to nibble. And then he'd run back in. But over time, he got a little bit more used to Shauna until 2 weeks later, she had him neutered. Now, no dog likes being neutered. Certainly the cone of shame afterwards doesn't help. But when Shauna had Odo neutered, she noticed afterwards he was limping more than usual. And it wasn't just like a simple limp. It was like both of his legs got really stiff. And he would kind of hop around on with his back legs. And then she noticed that Odo's face started to get stretched real tight until eventually Odo just really stopped moving altogether. And so Shauna got really worried, and she took Odo on a Saturday to the emergency vet. I didn't know there were emergency vets, but I'm guessing the farmers are familiar with those. She took him to the emergency vet, and the emergency vet said, "Odo has tetanus." And he said, "Tell you what, we can heal Odo right now. We can start treating him, but it will cost you $10,000. The vet said, "Or we can give you some liquid food and some painkillers, and you can nurse Odo until Monday when you can take him into the vet, who will, take care of him for maybe several hundred dollars." Now, Shauna did not have $10,000. Honestly, she didn't have several hundred dollars. But she said, "Okay, I'm going to stick with this dog, and I'm going to take care of him over the weekend." So she took him home, and she would try to squirt food into his mouth, because his jaw wouldn't really open. And the pills wouldn't fit into his mouth, and so she had to insert them in the other end. And to say, by the time Monday rolled around, she described Odo as a taxidermied animal, and she could only hear his heart moving. And she said the only movement he did that weekend was to vomit. And she asked herself seriously that weekend if the most responsible thing for her to do wouldn't be to put him out of his misery. But when Monday rolled around, she showed up at the vet before it even opened. She was there waiting with Odo. And she showed the vet Odo, and the vet said, "When tetanus spreads throughout the whole body like this, the chance of recovery is very small. But she said, "Please do what you can." And so the first day, at the end of the first day, the vet called her up and said, "Don't get your hopes up." And on the second day, the vet said, "Actually, there's some slight movement." And then on the third day, the vet said, "Nope, he got worse." And on the fourth day, the vet said, "Okay, you can come and pick him up." And when the vet put down Odo in front of Shauna, Shauna described it as like, imagine a sawhorse with just, completely stiff, straight legs, just set down the dog, And he didn't move at all. And he didn't seem to react to Shauna at all either. And the vet said, well, you know, you've only had the dog for 2 weeks. Maybe with everything that's happened, he doesn't recognize you or forgot about you. And so Shauna took her hand and she put it right under Odo's little nose. And for the first time in a week, Odo moved. His little tail gave just one wag. And then Diarrhea squirted out. The apostles said to Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. And it's important to know what Jesus has said right before they say that. Jesus has just said to them, okay, you got to forgive one another because you're going to stumble. And Jesus says to them, if someone sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times in that same day, they repent, you have to forgive them 7 times. And so hearing what the disciples have to do for one another, they say, Jesus, increase our faith. Because there are times when we run across people or maybe run across dogs and we think to ourselves, oh no, we can't love this person, this creature, the way God wants us to love them. And so we may say, increase our faith. Although I will admit there are times when I think to myself, I cannot love in the way that Jesus calls me to love, not because of who other people are, but because of who I am. And yet Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, it's important to remember that faith isn't an assent to a series of doctrinal points. Faith is trust. Faith is trusting in God, trusting that God didn't make you by accident, trusting that God has a purpose for you, that God is working through you and for you. That God has something in store for you. And to say, Jesus says, if we trust God in that, just the slightest bit of that trust, it can change the world. And I will tell you, Shauna trusted and had faithfulness in Odo, and she saved Odo's life. But Odo showed faithfulness to Shauna and ended up saving Shauna's life. Because here's the thing, after working for this ranch for about a year, Shauna said, maybe I want to look for another job, maybe something pays me a little bit more. And so she found a job here at the Jesus Center in Chico. So she moved to town, but she still basically had no money, so she looked for the cheapest living arrangement she could find. She found a room in a basement here in Chico. And when I say a room in a basement, she said the only way into the basement was down a ladder in a closet. And so she was living in this basement. She was a little sketchy, you know, like there's the water heater was next to her bed, and which was actually just a mat on the ground. And so she said she'd been living there for about a week or so, and in the middle of the night, Odo started to come and poke her face. And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, no, go away, dog. And Odo kept insistently poking her until she got up. And she noticed when she stood up, she was really dizzy. And so she wasn't sure what was going on, but she grabbed Odo and she grabbed the mat that she was sleeping on and she dragged him up the stairs or up the ladder and essentially collapsed on the next floor. And in the morning, she woke up and it was discovered that the water heater had been backdrafting carbon monoxide into the basement. Which is to say, if Odo had not woken up Shauna, she may have never woken up. Now, here's the thing. Paul writes to Timothy, God has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's purpose and grace. Which is to say, we think we need incredible skills or education or strength or resources to do God's ministry. But the truth is, we don't. We just need faith. We just need to trust that God can work through us and in us, that God has equipped us for God's calling, because God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the calls. And I got a picture here, if we go forward. Oh, sounds good. Let's go to the next one. Right? See, this is Odo, right? He's a tiny dog. He doesn't have strength. He doesn't have size. He doesn't have a seminary degree. He doesn't have any wealth. And yet, he can do ministry just by being who God has made him to be. If Odo can do all this, how much more has God called and equipped you to do ministry for God? And I will say, right, God's ministry doesn't always mean saving lives in dramatic ways, like rescuing someone from carbon monoxide poisoning. So much of God's ministry is just being present with people. We read today the first reading from Lamentations. It's attributed to Jeremiah the prophet we heard last week, who knew that God was going to come and allow his city of Jerusalem to be destroyed. And when Jerusalem was destroyed, Jeremiah was sad. And he wept. He wept seeing his home turn to rubble, even though he was a man who heard God talking to him directly, a man of great faith. Still, he was filled with incredible sadness. And so he writes a book in which the first three chapters are him just describing his undescribable sorrow, telling God the pain in his heart. Until eventually, after he has given God all the pain in his heart, eventually his heart becomes light enough that at the end he can praise God once again. But first he has to be honest with God. He has to be present with how he feels in the midst of that destruction. Dogs get that. Odo gets that. Shauna says when she's feeling sad, Odo doesn't come up to her with, you know, clever words to try to buck her up. He doesn't quote scripture at her. Odo just comes and he presses into her, trying to get as close as he physically can. And then he looks up with those big puppy eyes. We can go back. He looks up with those big puppy eyes, which are big enough to hold all the sorrow that Shauna might need to pour into them. And once Shauna has had time to just be sad with Odo, then he'll cock his head and he'll wag his tail and he'll go and he'll paw at the door so that they can go outside. And Shauna says he leads by example because he knows that when she's sad, what she needs is to go for a walk, to be outside in the beauty of God's creation. She says, when it's sunny, Odo will go into a field and he'll just roll on his back and let the sun warm his tummy. To say he knows what's important in life. And Jesus says today in the gospel lesson, when you have done all that you have been commanded, say, we are worthless servants and have done only what we ought to have done. Say, Odo does all this. Saves Shauna's life. Sits with her in our sorrow, reminds her where there is joy and goodness in God's creation. He does all this not expecting reward. He does all this simply because he knows that getting to be with the people he loves and to take care of them is the greatest reward there is. This is Odo's ministry. Now, to say, Odo has an incredible ministry for just being a little dog, and yet Odo's gifts needed to be rekindled, right? When Shauna got him, he was not helping anyone out. And to say even when she got him and even when he was cured from tetanus, he was this terrified little dog. He had spent his first 6 months in life running around the county by willows. He was only caught because a farmer had a dog in heat and he went to say hello long enough that the sheriff could nab him. To say he was feral. He was scared of people. When Shauna first got him, she came to a choir rehearsal, and so she dropped him off at my apartment. He spent the whole time hiding as far from me as possible in my little apartment, which isn't that big. But to say Shauna knew that he needed his spiritual gifts rekindled, and Paul writes to Timothy, he says, rekindle the gift that God has given you through the laying on of my hands. And through the laying on of hands, Shauna helped rekindle Odo's gifts. A dog trainer told her, okay, here's what you do. Every time Odo puts his nose in the palm of your hand, give him a treat. And he'll start to associate putting his nose in people's palms as a good thing. And so she would do that with him, but then Shauna would bring Odo to Bible study. And as we'd read the Bible, Odo would sit under the table, and at first he was really scared, but over time he'd come and he'd learn that if he poked people, they would pet him. And that was good. And Shauna, she attributes the people of Faith Lutheran for socializing Odo, for giving him confidence. She says Ralph Godwin would pick him up and hold him and love him. And Odo learned that, you know, big men aren't scary. They're good people too. And Kathleen has an old dog named Gracie. And Odo and Gracie would hang out together. Shauna says, you know, Gracie showed Odo kind of the way of what it means to be a good dog. It was an older mentor for her. And in that 2 Timothy passage, Paul gives thanks for Lois and Eunice, Timothy's grandmother and mother, because he recognizes that the faith Timothy has was passed on to him through his mother and his grandmother, and to say each of us needs spiritual grandparents, people who have gone before us, who can show us the ropes of what it means to be a good person, who can help rekindle the spiritual gifts that we have in us through the laying on of hands. All of which is to say, each of you have been gifted by God. Each of you have been given a holy calling to share God's love and transform this world, and to say, if this little dog can do God's work, how much more can you, you who have opposable thumbs? And yet to say, yes, sometimes each of us need the gifts within us rekindled. And so we gather together for the laying on of hands, sometimes the laying on of paws or snouts. But to say in that connection, the Holy Spirit flows through us to give us strength to unleash the power that God has put in each one of us. Now, Shauna, perhaps because she had the good ministry of Odo, was inspired to go off to seminary. And so right now is at Yale Divinity School. And so she knew she wouldn't be able to take care of Odo for her first year. And so for this year, Odo is taking care of Shauna's mom and doing ministry there. But to say, Shauna says she still thinks of Odo constantly in seminary. Because I started off this sermon by saying today's sermon would be about Odo. And that was a secret theological joke, which I will now explain to you. Because you see, Shauna named Odo Odysseus, because of his wandering nature before she got him, but she called him Odo for short. Unbeknownst to Shauna, the word Odo in Greek means road. For each of you in your car has an odometer, right? An odometer measures the road that you've driven. Now, another translation for Odo, in addition to road, is way. That is the Bible's preferred translation of Odo. And when in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, I am the way, the Greek is literally, I am the Odo. To say, when Shauna is in seminary, I called her this past week to ask about Odo, and she said, when I'm in seminary and I'm in my pastoral care class and I can't think for the life of me what I'm supposed to do when I'm trying to take care of a person in need, she says, I think of Odo. Because when I think of Odo, I see in him the way of Christ. And so may we too, each of us, as we bless the pets today who bless us every day, may we see in those pets the faithfulness and love that is the way of Jesus, and may we have the faith to follow in their path. Amen.